Hello to everyone out there. Thank you so much for joining in and listening to yet another episode of the Brand New Motive Podcast. My name is Jeffrey Monesteem. I'm your host and the founder of Brand New Motive, and I'm so grateful to spend yet another day, another morning, evening, or afternoon with you once again. This is episode number 5, and I'm really grateful to get to episode number 5. I remember when I started this podcast some time ago, and it took so long to get here, but I'm so glad that we're finally here to episode number 5. It's our first major milestone. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening and supporting the podcast. We really, really, really do appreciate you. Unlike our first 4 episodes, this one will be just a bit shorter than the others, in large part because I didn't really want to spend too much time on the topic, but I had to speak on the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant and Gianna Bryant, also known as Gigi, and the other 7 people aboard the helicopter, the N-72EX helicopter that crashed on January 26th of 2020. So I remember exactly where I was and what I was doing at the time when we found out about the news. We were at the mall and we were doing some regular shopping on a Sunday, nothing too extravagant. And my wife turned to me and said, wait, TMZ is reporting that Kobe Bryant passed away. And I thought to myself, wait, Kobe Bryant, like Kobe Bryant from the Lakers, that Kobe Bryant passed away? Like, how is that possible? And eventually, you know, what became so surreal actually became real because we saw all of the news outlets, all these people were reporting that, yes, indeed, Kobe Bryant passed away along with his daughter and 7 other passengers. And it still feels so surreal. And honestly, I've been thinking about this tragedy and really been mourning the loss of those who lost their lives that day. You know, I didn't have a family member or close friend or even someone I knew personally that passed away on board, but man, this really, really, really hurt. Like, I'm still really hurt by the news. To give you a sense of how much this has impacted me, by the time I release this episode, it will have been about 2.5 weeks removed from the crash. I still am feeling the impact of the loss on a daily basis. In part because Kobe Bryant had such an impact on me from a distance, and I'll talk a little bit about that later. But really quickly, for those who haven't heard or who need context about what happened, Kobe Bryant and 8 other people, including his daughter Gigi, died in the helicopter crash on the morning of January 26th. The crash happened in the hills of Calabasas in Southern California as Kobe and the other passengers were on their way to a basketball game at his well-known Mamba Academy Center. Kobe's daughter, Gigi, and 2 of her fellow basketball teammates were on board, including some adults, and Kobe, of course, who happened to be the coach of his daughter's team. Based on the numerous reports that came out about the conditions influencing the crash, including the NTSB report, there was a dense fog that morning affecting visibility, certainly the visibility of someone traveling in a helicopter. But if you want more details on the accident, check out the NTSB report. It was a really, basically to sum it up, it was a really tough day to fly a helicopter and a really unfortunate outcome as a result. Anyway, I'm really affected by the loss and so many people are affected because of how sudden, unpredictable, and tragic it was. Also, I think it's just the fact that people on board were all pretty young and had way more life to live. The kids on board were barely teenagers who didn't even get the chance to experience much yet and had so much promise. Like, please understand, death at any age is frustrating and upsetting. And so I'm not in any way diminishing the impact of the death of the elderly. Basically, what I'm saying is the combination of how sudden, how tragic, you know, their ages, the untapped or unrealized potential, the promise of what the passengers could have achieved in their various lives, the impact of leaving family members behind, and the fact that Kobe Bryant, a hero and role model to so many people, including myself, based on his work ethic, his influence, his compassion for others, how much he loved his family, how much he valued so many people around him. The fact that Kobe died at this time and in this manner, that's the impact of the loss. That's what people are feeling at this time. As you can tell, I'm still hurt, as I mentioned, which is why I had to record an episode about it. You know, I wanted to make sure that, you know, I expressed how much I felt about this situation and about Kobe and how much he meant to me and to so many people. But I do want to make it clear that what I'm feeling cannot in any way compare to what Kobe Bryant's family and the families of the passengers are feeling. They actually knew these people personally and are now experiencing the void of not having them around. And that's really tough. All of this makes me remember the song Michael Jackson recorded years ago entitled Gone Too Soon. It's such a beautiful song. Please listen to it when you have an opportunity if you haven't heard it before. The last line of that song says it all. And it says, like a sunset dying with the rising of the moon, gone too soon. These passengers are all gone too soon. This makes me think of a few things. Number one, life is unpredictable. It's not guaranteed. And tomorrow is not promised. Number two, we should cherish every single moment we have with our loved ones, including family members and friends, because we don't know when our time or theirs is up. Number three, we should make an effort to live fully and to make the very best of every moment and every day. We should take time to enjoy life and all that it offers. With that said, it's important to understand that grief isn't just a feeling or an experience we have when someone dies that is short-lived or specific to the time period immediately following someone's passing. Grief is a process that has steps. These steps shouldn't be rushed, skipped over, or disregarded. For those who don't know, grief includes 5 steps. Number 1 is denial. Number 2 is anger. Number 3 is bargaining. Number 4 is depression, and number 5 is acceptance. We need to allow ourselves to go through the grief process by allowing ourselves to feel what we need to feel. We also must allow ourselves to grieve and to process our emotions, the impact of loss, and to seek the necessary support to truly cope with loss. So if you need help at this time, seek help. Seek help from a loved one or from a professional. Please don't ignore or hide your feelings. Allow yourself to be human by allowing yourself to let your feelings out, even if it's expressed in anger or sadness. I've heard people say negative emotion isn't healthy, and as a result, they dismiss or try to ignore their feelings. Here's what I think. I think emotions are simply emotions. There's no need to classify and exclude or ignore certain emotions. We just need to feel them. We need to process them. We need to work through them and then learn how to cope and manage them. This can be done in so many ways. Some of them include, self-reflection or working with a counselor or therapist or speaking to someone you feel comfortable with. Physical exercise is also another way that you can release tension and frustration when dealing with stress as a result of tough life circumstances. Anyway, there's so much more I can say about the topic, and I may record a more in-depth episode about grief, the impact of grief, and strategies for coping with loss in the future. But I wanted to keep this episode brief as I acknowledge the memory of Kobe Bryant, along with Gianna Bryant, John Altobelli, Carrie Altobelli, Alyssa Altobelli, Christina Mauser, Sarah Chester, Peyton Chester, and Ara Zabayan. All those who lost their lives in the January 26th helicopter crash. I want to remind you and everyone who's trying to get through the difficulty of loss about these 3 tips I've shared earlier. Number 1, life is unpredictable, it's not guaranteed, and tomorrow is not promised. Number 2, we should cherish the moments we have with our loved ones, including family and friends, because we don't know when our time or theirs will come. Number 3, we should make an effort to fully live our lives, to make the very best of every moment and every single day. And we should take time to enjoy life and all that it offers. I hope you're able to find peace no matter what you're going through. Know that you are not alone. Keep your head up. Continue to be the very best version of yourself each and every single day that comes. Keep growing and keep moving forward. I'll talk to you next time. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Brand New Motive Podcast. We would really like to hear from you. Please subscribe to the podcast. Feel free to leave a review and a comment about your experience of listening to the podcast. Your feedback means so much to us. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Brand New Motive for more information about us, how to get in touch with us, and for how to benefit from the value we provide. We want to continue to share valuable content with you to help improve your life. Remember, your new outlook on life starts with embracing a brand new motive.